The blood of Jesus has not lost its purchasing power. It has been the price of our redemption and the price of our freedom.
Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive. We're glad that you've joined us today. In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today. Let's join it in progress, and I'll be back at the close of the program.
Let's continue on with Pastor Rogers in this series, Real Power. This is part two from this series, The Power of the Blood. Let's go into the message today.
I don't know about you, but I thank God that I didn't have to pay some extra dues in order to get into the kingdom. He already paid it, and he did it by his own design and will. This is good right here. This is a little Bible study for you. Verse 7, in whom we have redemption through the blood. Not through your church, not through the preacher. Come on, somebody. I heard somebody tell I was listening to somebody the other day, said he was Catholic in his upbringing. He had to go in there and go in that confessional booth, and he had a rebellious spirit about him. He said anytime anybody went in that little confessional booth, they put their foot on something, and a little light would shine, and that called for the priest to come over and sit on the other side and ask him the question about their sin. He decided he didn't want to go to confession. So he took a little brick or something, went in the side where he's supposed to sit, set that brick down with the light shining, and the priest kept coming over there asking, and there was nobody in the other side. I came to tell you this morning, for everybody that's watching me, there is no man that can absolve you from the sins of your heart. You better hear me. There's no preacher. There's no evangelist. I don't care if he's calling himself prophet, whatever. I can assure you he's a prophet liar. He's not a prophesier. You need to know there's only one mediator between us and God. That is the man, Christ Jesus. And if you're going to negotiate with him, you're going to have to sit down where there's blood on the table. But I thank God that he's washed me in his precious blood, and I'm alive today. He has redeemed us through his blood. Notice the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. You want to know how big God's grace is? Try and out-sin the grace of God. On second thought, don't. Some of you might. The Bible says where sin does abound, grace. I'm so glad. I'm glad I'm not dependent on those backstreet ball guys that I played ball with on my back street. Because every time I get a little closer to the goal, they move the goal and change the rules. I want you to know the rules have been the same since Genesis. Are you hearing what I'm saying? If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in your heart that God's raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Well, where's the blood come in? Somewhere between your hallelujah, the blood is applied to your life, and God sees you through the blood of his own son, Jesus Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, it's hidden to our eyes, but rest assured, God Almighty sees the blood. And when I see the blood, I heard the God of heaven say, I will pass over. I don't know if that helps you at all, but it helps me to know that we already have. He said, in whom we have. Somebody say have. That's past tense. We have redemption. Jesus bought it. He didn't buy it with money. He bought it with his own blood. People are all time bringing up your past, but if you are put the blood of Jesus upon your past, you can just tell them, let me give you two words to say to anybody and the devil who wants to be able to bring up your past. First word is this, say so. What? That's right. You tell the devil when he brings up your past, so what? I don't have anything to say about it. If God has forgiven me, I've released it from myself. I'm free in Jesus and by the blood of Jesus. Somebody ought to clap your hands and thank God about it. Ephesians 1:9 says, having made known unto us the mystery of his will according to his purpose, which he hath purposed in himself. In other words, when you start living according to God's purpose, the enemy starts falling into the blood trap. What do you mean? God's got a trap for the devil. It's a moat that's been dug around your life. In that moat is the blood of Jesus Christ. How do you know that? Because the blood of Jesus Christ will always repel the devil. Because if the devil ever goes through the blood, he might get saved himself. So he'll come to the blood, but he'll never go through the blood. That changed everything. And I can assure you the devil ain't getting saved today, tomorrow, or next month, or next year. In fact, the book of Revelation 12 and 11 says, if you want to be an overcomer, you overcome him, the devil, by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. The Bible says in the book of Colossians chapter 1, verse 12. Are you getting this morning? The book of Colossians 1:12 says, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin. What else do I get? Well, verse 20 says in the same chapter, having made peace through the blood of his cross. By him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. And you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled. What is he saying? He's saying the blood of Jesus Christ has made peace between you and God. How many times have I heard somebody walk past the casket of their loved one or some friend or some acquaintance and ask me the question, did they have peace with God? Ladies and gentlemen, you don't have to wait until the by and by. If you wait that long, you're already lost. You better make up your mind and make peace with God right now. Where am I going to make peace with God? Not by coming to church, not by rubbing beads, not by talking to your neighbor about your sin and putting it on social media, but you come straight to the cross and let the blood of Jesus Christ wash you from your sin, and you will have peace with God, you'll have peace in God, and you'll have the peace of God all around your life, all provided by the blood of Jesus Christ. I'm trying to help you understand something, that much of what you're fighting against in your home, in your business, in your life, whatever it may be, if you'll put the blood on it, the fight will be over. That's all it needs, 10 to get free in here. We'll take the city. When he said he has reconciled us, this word reconciled means that Jesus in heaven and in earth, there's nothing left to be done. Jesus didn't die for just a few sins. He died for all of it. There's nothing that Jesus has not experienced and took upon himself, tempted by, that you're facing, that you can't connect with him. Well, Pastor, Jesus was never married. You hadn't read the Bible. It's blowing some of your minds right now. Some of you just woke up right now. Is he about to tell us that Jesus is married? Sure is. Have you never read about the bride of Christ? Pastor, I'm having trouble in my marriage. Jesus, I'm having trouble in my marriage. Jesus says, I know. How can you know? You don't understand what I'm going through. I mean, my wife is doing this. My husband's doing this. He said, oh, I have a clear understanding. If you'll read the book of Hosea, he said, you can read about a harlot that was running away from me, but I kept after seeking after her and bought her back off of the auction block, redeemed, reconciled back to me, and I'll know everything about a wayward spouse and things going on. Well, Pastor, Jesus, you've never had any kind of problems with money. Are you kidding me? He stood there and watched people as they brought their little measly sacrifice and found out that the widow woman was given more tithes than everybody else in the church. I can't go on right there because that'll just steal all your joy. Because once you understand that there's nothing in heaven or in earth that Jesus is not covered by his blood, you'll stop trying to bring something to God and explain something to him that he doesn't already know something about. So how does then the blood cover me? Well, here's a few things I think you should understand. Number one, he gives us protecting power. That's what the blood does. Now the blood shall be a sign for you onto the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, the Bible says. He says, I'm going to give you salvation power, saving power. Mark chapter 14, verse 24 says, and he said unto them, this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many. He said, I'm going to give you healing power in the blood. Come on, somebody. I'm talking about all-purpose blood right here. You may have your tide that washes out stains, but I got the blood that'll go way down deep. There's healing in the blood, but he was wounded for our transgression, bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was laid upon him, and with his stripes were he healed. I know this is only for a few people here. There's life that's in the blood according to the scripture. Jesus said in John 10:10, I, the thief, comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but I've come to give you life and life more abundantly. There's forgiveness that's found inside of that blood. The Bible said, according to the law, almost all things be purified by the blood, and without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of that sin. There's cleansing in the covering of the blood. 1 John 1:9, one of my favorite. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. He don't just cover, he cleanses. There's redemption, ladies and gentlemen, that's found inside of the blood, in whom we have redemption through the blood and forgiveness of sin. There's justification. What do you mean by that? When you stand before the judge and the attorneys all look at each other and the judge says, what are you pleading? Whenever God Almighty looks at us through the blood, he declares us not guilty. How do I know that? Some of you are wrestling right now. The devil said, you're guilty of this. You shouldn't even be in church. Stop raising your hands. You're a hypocrite. But you better get this word in Romans 5:9. Much more than having been justified by his blood, we've been saved from the wrath through him. Somebody said, well, you're going to go through the tribulation. That Bible right there said that I've been justified. And ladies and gentlemen, nothing can separate me from the love of God. He that justifies shall glorify. Y'all ain't getting this morning. The Bible said we have peace as a byproduct of being up underneath the blood. We're sanctified by the blood. We are overcoming power through the blood of Jesus Christ. We have the power to speak to the enemy and cry out in the behalf of God. The Bible said we have accessing power through the blood of Jesus Christ. What do you mean by that? I mean that God gives us complete access. Hebrews 10:19, the Bible said, unto the presence of God, therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus. I don't know if you understand what I'm talking about. The doors were unlocked out here as you walked into the building, and you're in here of your own free will and accord, but you don't get into heaven unless blood's been applied to your life. But when the blood is applied, I don't have to ask Mother May I. I don't have to ask the priest, the pope, the president, or the preacher. I can come boldly before the throne of grace and say, Abba, Father, I need your help. And the blood unlocks the door for my life. Say amen, somebody.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon. Hello, this is Pastor Joey Rogers, and I want you to mark the dates June the 30th and July the 1st and join us for our Freedom Conference. Special guest, William Federer, Kamal Saleem, and Lieutenant General Retired Jerry Boykin. You will not want to miss that exciting weekend, so mark your calendar, save the date, and join us right here at Pace Assembly.